Lots of cities would like to become tech hubs, but it takes time, money, and these days, marketing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Molly Wood. There are many reasons a city wants a flourishing tech industry. A lot of high-paying jobs, investments in the community, and cultural institutions. Of course, when it grows too fast, there can also be downsides, like stratospheric housing prices, gentrification. But that's far off the radar of most cities that really want to court big tech. Remember the rabid fervor of the Amazon HQ2 competition? For cities that didn't get in early on tech, developing as a hub is a long process with a lot of things that have to go right. Jim Biggs worked in Silicon Valley for years before moving to Knoxville, Tennessee, where he's executive director of the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center, which is a business accelerator. He laid out the hurdles his city and others face.
Access to capital, for one. There just isn't as much free-flowing capital, venture capital in particular, that makes it into some of these smaller communities. And the second is attracting and retaining talent. You know, I think people want to move to places where they see opportunity and where they think that if this startup doesn't work, then I've got one straight down the road that I can go to and I jump in there.
I'm imagining there is a flip side. So what are the advantages?
Well, I guess the obvious one is that the cost of living is substantially cheaper than it is if you want to talk about San Francisco, New York, Boston. That's been, I think, the biggest selling point. But what we found is that most of these smaller communities also have one or two unique strengths or assets that they're able to leverage in some way that aren't being sort of replicated in places like the Bay Area. And I think that's also been a strong driver of a lot of the startup communities in these smaller regional economies.
Finding access to investment can be an issue. How do you solve that problem?
You do two things. One is you cultivate relationships with people in the communities where there is more capital. And then you also have to educate the local population about the value of investing in new business creation. For a long time, it was more perceived as altruism than it was a sort of risky but potentially lucrative asset class. And so you had people who had wealth in the community who were being persuaded to put money into things because their buddy was into it or because their kid's brother's son was doing it, which is great. But then when that thing flames out, and a lot of these do, you know, the response is, man, I'm never doing that again. And so, you know, a lot of people have come and gone from the investor community without being offered a more structured way to both do something that supports the community, but also provide a return that they're looking for.
Jim Biggs is executive director of the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center. He says he did two things upon arriving in Knoxville. One, he started saying y'all. Two, he filled his closet with orange clothes so he'd blend in at University of Tennessee football games. And now for some related links. Wired looks at the problems of brain drain from smaller cities to superstar ones like San Francisco, New York, etc. It also looks at efforts some places are undertaking to reverse the flow. The state of Vermont has been offering $10,000 reimbursements for people to move there and work remotely. A similar program has been established for Tulsa, Oklahoma. There have been quite a few takers. In general, smaller cities hold a salary advantage over larger cities when adjusted for cost of living. Tech Republic says the top 10 locations for adjusted salaries are all small to mid-sized cities. Top spot goes to Brownsville, Harlingen, Texas, followed by Fort Smith between Arkansas and Oklahoma. My hometown, Toledo, Ohio, comes in at number 5. Go Mudhens. The thing is, this is true in general, but not when it comes to the tech industry. Tech salaries after adjustment are still 5% higher in large metro areas compared with smaller ones. So how can smaller cities compete? The Brookings Institution agrees with what Jim Biggs said about figuring out what unique benefits your city can offer and investing in them. That's what Syracuse, New York is doing to build up as a center for developing unmanned systems tech. The city has a historical electronics industry, as well as in sensors and defense, that may give them a leg up on developing drone tech. A tech accelerator there has attracted many international companies. You can find links to all of this on our website at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.